In North Carolina, the number of young children who speak a language other than English at home has exploded, and research has shown these students in particular benefit from high-quality preschool, especially from programs that are bilingual. But dual-language pre-Ks are hard to find. WUNC education reporter Lisa Phillip visited a school in Durham bucking the trend.
It's 10 o'clock on a Tuesday morning at Believe Academy's Nuestra Escuelita. That means it's music time. A circle of 3 and 4-year-olds dance and sing songs. Believe Academy is a nonprofit. It provides the only bilingual pre-K in Durham and at a minimal cost for low-income families. This site, one of two, runs 4 mornings a week and instructs students in English and Spanish.
We are a program that values both equally.
Dahlia Geiler is LEAP's curriculum coordinator. She says on 2 mornings a week, instruction is led by a native Spanish speaker.
And circle time is in Spanish, and the reading is in Spanish, transitions are in Spanish, and most everything is, you know, is conducted that way. And then 2 days, the chief is the teacher who speaks English, and everything is conducted in English.
The idea is to give students a firm grounding in their home language as they learn English. Most students at LEAP are from Spanish-speaking families. That's a rapidly growing demographic in the Triangle.
When you have a word in Spanish, you can have an image in Spanish in your head, and then you can translate it to English. But if you don't, then you have to learn the concept in both languages.
The thinking on this has evolved in recent years. As Fred Genesee explained via Skype, researchers once worried learning 2 languages would confuse young children. Genesee is a professor of psychology at McGill University. He's studied multilingualism in children for decades.
From an adult point of view, it may appear challenging to learn another language or to learn 2 languages, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the way children experience it, and it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the way the brains of infants and toddlers are functioning.
Genesee and other researchers have found young children who are bilingual develop skills like babbling and stringing together words into sentences at about the same pace as children who speak 1 language.
There's a myth that children will do better at learning English as a second language if they abandon Spanish or another home language. But the evidence doesn't support that. The evidence says that the first language, the language that they're first exposed to during the first year, is a really important foundation for acquisition of a new language.
Genesee and the staff at LEAP say there's another, perhaps more important benefit to bilingual learning. It preserves cultural identity. Lee Boardley founded LEAP and is the program's executive director.
Our families are afraid to speak to their children in Spanish or to read a book to their children in Spanish because they want so badly for them to learn English.
She says part of what the LEAP community does
is affirm that this is a beautiful, wonderful, rich language. You speak it beautifully, do that. Teach your child the language of your family. We will teach your child English through play and through stories and through what we do here at school.
Geiler, the preschool's curriculum coordinator, knows firsthand the importance of linguistic ties. She's an immigrant 2 times over.
Those children who don't speak either language well, they're in no one's land culturally as well.
Right.
I mean, they can really communicate with their family members and feel part of that community, and they're not in the other community either. So they're...
Boardley chimes in here.
They're lost.
Yeah. So what else can we put? We can put this here. Right?
Back in a classroom at LEAP, Geiler helps a little boy and girl build a pretend golf course from square and triangle blocks. Their conversation flows pretty easily between Spanish and English.
Can you ask Ian where does he want the triangles?
Geiler and others hope that ability will help these children stay rooted in their own communities as they reach out into new ones. Lisa Phillip, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.